马太福音一至十一，这是神的话语。耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说：你们往对面村子里去，一进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若是有人对你们说为什么做这事，你们就说主要用它，那人就必立刻立时让你们牵来。他们去了，便看见一匹驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。在那里站着的人有几个说：你们解驴驹做什么？门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们牵去了。他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。前行后随的人都喊着说：何塞纳，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，那将要来的我祖大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上何塞纳。耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。阿们。
Liambo got very much taller today.
我今天有点高。
Nice to have you here. Have you had a tough week?
你们有一个很困难的、很艰难的一周吗？
Maybe a fight at home.
Maybe 在家里有争战。
Trouble with kids.
有麻烦的孩子。
Financial stress.
家庭财务的压力。
Maybe sickness.
疾病。
Marital conflicts.
婚姻的冲突。
Work pressures.
工作的压力。
Well, friends, today we remember that the Lord Jesus Christ stepped onto a donkey, rides into Jerusalem, challenges the religious establishment, he threatens the Roman rulers, and he says, kill me.
今天耶稣骑上驴进入耶路撒冷，挑战犹太宗教机构，威胁罗马的统治者，并有效地说杀了我。
It was going to be a tough week for Jesus.
对耶稣来说，这下面的一周是一个很艰难的一周。
Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed King, was sent from heaven for this very week.
至少可以说，基督耶稣、弥赛亚、受膏的王，就在这一周从天上被差来。
And we are sent by God to announce the benefits of this very week.
神差我们来就是要。就是要我们在这个星期传扬神的信息和益处。
Today is known as Palm Sunday.
今天被称为棕榈枝的主日。
It was the Sunday before the Passover.
因为耶稣是逾越节的前一个星期日。
And Jesus' mission was coming to a climax.
耶稣的使命达到了最高潮。
It was now only a few days before his brutal and violent death on the cross.
现在离他被钉死在十字架上只有几天了。
So Jesus gets on the donkey and begins his final journey.
耶稣骑上了驴驹，开始了他最后的旅程。
And before we take up the story, we need to get some of the flavor of the first Palm Sunday.
但是在我们开始真正的故事之前，我们需要了解一下第一个棕榈周日的味道。
See, Jesus was at the end of a journey which began 9 months earlier when he left and zigzagged through Galilee, then Samaria, then Perea, and finally in Judea.
耶稣的旅程开始九个月前，当时他正走在一个旅程的终点，他有意的开始蜿蜒的穿过加利利，然后在撒玛利亚，然后是庇利亚，最后是朱迪亚。
Now, during this final journey, he ministered in 35 localities, timing the journey so that he would end up in Jerusalem just in time for Passover.
在这末后的路程，他至少在三十五个地方服侍过，安排行路的时候，好叫他在那耶路撒冷过逾越节。
Now that he was back in Bethany, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, very close now, expectations were running high by the crowds.
现在他回到耶路撒冷郊外的伯大尼，人们对他的期望越来越高。
Earlier he had raised Lazarus from the dead in John 11.
早些时候耶稣已经叫拉撒路从死里复活了，在约翰福音的十一章。
The sensational news had spread around Jerusalem many times.
这条耸人听闻的消息已在耶路撒冷传开了许多次。
And most recently, as he journeyed to this Passover, he had healed the blind Bartimaeus in Jericho.
最近当他去参加逾越节的时候，他已经治好了耶利哥城里瞎眼的巴底买。
And the pilgrims who were going to Jerusalem for the Passover were telling everyone about this miracle.
我们从约翰福音的十二章得知，有许多人从耶路撒冷出来要见耶稣，也看到了复活的耶路撒冷拉撒路。
And we learn from John 12 that the crowds were coming out from Jerusalem to see him and to see the resurrected Lazarus.
宗教的领袖们在一起在讨论如何同时杀死拉撒路和耶稣。
And the religious leaders talked together on how they would kill both Lazarus and Jesus, John chapter 12.
他们在这个福音约翰福音的十二章，我们得知他们也是一直在讨论这件事情。
So there was tension in Jerusalem.
这个空气空前的紧张在耶路撒冷。
Whether in the marketplace, the doorways on the corner, or in the temple, everyone was talking about Jesus.
无论在这个市场上，在这个门口，在拐角上，在圣殿里面，人们都在讨论这件事情。
And the Passover was only a few days away. Would Jesus make a move now?
在离逾越节有几天了，耶稣会采取什么样的行动呢？
And if so, when? And would the authorities do something about him?
如果是这样，什么时候这个耶路撒冷当局会怎么样做？
Friends, as the pressure mounted, Jesus took a definite, calculated, and premeditated action.
随着压力的增加，耶稣会采取明确的、有计划的和有预谋的行动吗？
The moment planned before the creation of the world had arrived.
在创造世界之前，计划好的时间已经到了。
The climax of God's plan, great plan of salvation, was about to take place.
上帝伟大的救恩计划就达到了高潮。
God the Son would be crucified and raised from the dead on the third day.
他的儿子将被钉在十字架上，第三天从死里复活。
And therefore, it was time for Jesus to publicly declare himself to be the Messiah, the Christ, the King of the Jews.
因此，耶稣是时候公开宣布自己是弥赛亚，基督是犹大人的王。
See, up to this time, Jesus kept his messiahship secret. Now he announces it clearly.For everyone to see.
直到现在，耶稣一直保守他的弥赛亚身份的秘密，现在他可以宣布的很清楚，让大家都看到。
But what were the people expecting?
人们期望的是什么呢？
They were expecting a warrior king, someone to overthrow the Romans.
一个好战的国王，一个推翻罗马人统治的人。
But Jesus is a humble king who brings peace and a spiritual kingdom.
但耶稣是一个谦卑的王，带来和平和属灵的国家国度。
Firstly, I want you to notice Jesus' deliberate preparation. He prepares for this.
第一，他非常的精心的准备了。
Nothing took Jesus by surprise in the outworking of God's sovereign plan to save the world. King Jesus was in control.
在神拯救世界的大计划中，没有什么能使耶稣感到意外。主耶稣做王。
He was heading up to Jerusalem to die.
耶稣要上耶路撒冷去死。
He knew what was in store for him.
他知道发生了什么事。
But nothing was going to stop him getting to Jerusalem.
没有什么能阻止他到达耶路撒冷。
And he directs the sequence of events that lead to his death.
事实上他指导了导致他死亡的一系列事情。
I'll get Daniel to read verses 1 to 3.
马可福音11章1到3，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法其和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们往对面村子里去，一进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，要是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人对你们说，为什么会做这事，你们就说主要用它，那人必立刻让你们牵来。
Bethphage was a suburb, part of Jerusalem, but separated from the city by the steep Kidron Valley.
伯法其是一个郊区，严格来说是耶路撒冷的一部分。
It is about 2 miles east of Jerusalem.
大约在耶路撒冷以东的2英里。
This Mount of Olives, the big mountain, stands about 300 feet higher than the Temple Hill, affording a spectacular panoramic view of the city.
橄榄山本身比圣殿山高约300英尺，提供了一个壮观的城市的全景。
And Jesus arranges to have a donkey and her colt, her baby donkey, picked up. Matthew 21 says there's a colt as well.
耶稣安排了一匹驴和他的驴驹，马是
We don't know whether he had prearranged this or whether he simply used his authority as the Lord to gain his use of them.
这是预先安排的，还是他仅仅使用了他作为王的主权来使用他？我们不知道。
Rabbis could ask for animals and they would get them.
一位显要的人物可以因个人的原因获得财产，这个权利延伸到像拉比这样的人。
But I want you to notice Jesus' painstaking premeditation.
这一切我们看到耶稣的精心的预谋。
He carefully ordered everything.
他很小心的把一切都安排好了。
The day and the hour were selected from eternity with countdown perfection.
这一天和时间是从永恒中选择，倒计时的完美。
His triumphal entry on the first day of the week would precipitate his terrible death on Good Friday, his rest in the grave on the Sabbath, and his triumphant resurrection on Sunday.
这是耶稣受难的第一天，也是他在安息的日子，这也是在他星期日复活的日子。
But not only is the time of his entry, but his mode as well, a previously unridden donkey was carefully chosen.
不仅他进入的时间，而且是他的方式，以及没有骑过的驴驹，都是精心选择的。
He was purposely going public with this news.
他是故意的、公开的、宣布这个消息。
Never before had Jesus done anything to promote a public demonstration.
他以前从未做过任何促进公众示威的事情。
He often withdrew from the crowds if there was any hint of trouble.
他经常是事实上，如果有任何的暗示的话，他可以从多次从人群中消失。
But now he invited trouble.
现在他邀请这个麻烦。
Friends, terrorists get the world's attention through their violent acts and beheadings of their enemies.
朋友们，恐怖分子通过暴力袭击和斩首敌人而引起全世界的关注。
Jesus got everyone's attention through his peace-focused triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
耶稣通过他以和平为中心的胜利进入耶路撒冷来吸引所有人的注意。
You must remember that Jesus was in control.
你们必须记住，耶稣掌管这一切。
His arrest, suffering, and death are not a failure to fulfill his mission.
他的被捕、受苦和死亡并不是所有他完成的他的使命。
The cross is at the very heart of his mission.
十字架是他使命的中心。
The resurrection confirms it.
复活证实了这一切。
But secondly, he comes to do a peacemaking work, verses 7-10.
第二点呢，他做了一个调解的工作。
Why did Jesus choose a donkey? Donkeys are stupid, right?
为什么耶稣选择一个小的驴驹？驴驹是这样的笨。
Because 500 years before, the prophet Zechariah prophesied that the Messiah would come riding on the foal of a donkey.
因为早在500多年前，撒迦利亚就预言弥赛亚 要骑着驴驹来。
It says, Zechariah 9:9, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
撒加利亚书九章九节说，西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看哪、啊，你的王来到这里，你这里。他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
And the Gospel of Matthew records that this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Matthew 21 verse 4, Say to the daughter of Zion, say your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Matthew knows that is in fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy.
马太接着说，这事成就了，就是要应验先知的话。说要对西安的居民说，看哪、啊，你的王来到你这里，是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。耶稣自觉的完全的应验了这个预言，甚至超过了这个预言。
Friends, riding on a donkey was a kingly act which identified him with the royal line of King David.
骑驴在那时是个高贵的行为，是大卫王室的行为。
So the donkey was a royal animal during King David's reign.
大卫王在位的时候，驴是王的牲畜。
After him, the Hebrew kings switched to horses, and the donkey was considered unsuited to the dignity of kings.
在他之后，希伯来的国王改换了马匹，驴被认为不适合国王的尊严了。
But Jesus now rides up to Jerusalem on a donkey.And receives enthusiastic support from all the people.
耶稣骑驴前往耶路撒冷，受到了人们的欢呼，并得到了公众的热情的支持。
People who have been impressed by his teaching and his miracles.
他的教导和神迹给人们留下了深刻的印象。
The Galilean Passover contingent, they're coming from Galilee to Jerusalem. They're especially on Jesus' side.
加利利的很多人尤其会站在他这边，他们从加利利来到耶路撒冷。
And then the others came from Jerusalem because they heard about Lazarus being raised from the dead.
他们有些很多人也是从耶路撒冷来，他们很多人听见了耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活的事情。
You have to understand that this is a huge event. Matthew records that a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. They're taking off their cloaks, they're throwing them on the road for the king to come.
这是一件很大的事情，他们把衣服铺在路上，他们都很大的一群人来铺路，为耶稣铺路。
It's like a red carpet marking the arrival of a great dignitary.
这个是以很多这个像地毯一样的来尊贵的王来过来。
They see Jesus as a king.
他们认为耶稣是王。
And others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road as well.
很多人把这个树枝来放下来来。迎接他。
And John's Gospel says they are palm.
约翰说这是一个棕榈枝。
And we're told that the crowds ahead of Jesus and crowds behind Jesus.
他们在耶稣的前面和后面蜂拥而来。
And they shouted.
他们在呼喊着他。
What did they shout?
他们呼喊着什么呢？
Hosanna!
何尚那。
Which means save. They're calling Jesus to save them.
这意味着拯救，他们呼唤耶稣来拯救他们。
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they say.
基督耶稣来拯救他们。
Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David.
来，何尚那来归于大卫的子孙。
Hosanna in the highest.
何尚那，高高而上的何尚那。
The whole city is stirred or shaken, Matthew says.
合成的人都被惊动了。
They realize Jesus is the son of David. He has come as a king.
他们认为耶稣是大卫的子孙，是弥赛亚。
He opens the eyes of blind Bartimaeus, a sign that the Messiah has come.
他刚刚把一个瞎子的眼睛来明亮了，来，这是一个弥赛亚的一个时代的标志。
Lazarus is raised from the dead, a sign of the new age.
这个拉撒路的 眼睛拉撒路，他复活了拉撒路，就在这几个小时前，这也是一个弥赛亚时代的标志。
But the people didn't really understand Jesus.
但是人们并不是完全的明白耶稣。
Earlier, they attempted to force Jesus to become a king after the feeding of the 5,000, and Jesus withdrew.
早些时候，他们试图强迫耶稣在喂养了五千人之后呢，成为一个国王，但是呢，耶稣退出了。
Their idea of kingship was nationalistic, and Jesus was not.
他们的这个观念是一个王权的观念，是民族主义的，但是耶稣不是。
So Jesus came as a prince of peace, not a warrior king.
他们耶稣是一个以色列王，但是不是一个好战的王。
Notice Zechariah's prophecy. Rejoice, O greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Listen to this. Righteous and having salvation. Gentle and riding on a donkey. He doesn't have weapons on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
这个耶稣的这个王是没有武器的，他们是谦谦和和的骑着驴，他是一个和平的君。
Jesus, the Messiah, would not be a military leader.
这位弥赛亚不会成为一个军事的领袖，不是人们所期待的这个国王。
He would bring peace.
他把和平带来。
Zechariah 9:10 says, I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem.And the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
撒迦利亚九章十节说，我必除灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄必从这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。
Jesus came humbly and peacefully, bringing peace to a war-torn world.
耶稣谦卑而和平的降临，给我们这个饱受战争蹂躏的世界带来了和平。
Friends, 750 years earlier, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that the Messiah would come as the Prince of Peace.
早在750年前，先知以赛亚就预言弥赛亚的到来，成为和平的君。
And when he was born, what did the angel say? He will on earth peace to men and women on whom his favor rests.About peace.
在耶稣出生的时候，天使就向世人宣告说，他的恩宠在地上赐给人平安。
Friends, on this Palm Sunday, we remember that Christ still offers peace to us today.
今天我们在这个节日里面，现在仍旧是骑着和平的牲口来进入了，它不是战争，而是带来和平。
John 14:27, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives.Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
约翰福音四章二十七节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Matthew 11, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
马太福音十一章二十九节说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And Jesus brings the ultimate peace through his death on the cross.
耶稣通过十字架带来最终的平安。
For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
哥罗西书一章十九节到二十节说，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然藉着他的十字架所带来的血成就了和平，他便藉着他叫万有，无论是在地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
Jesus comes riding on a donkey.
耶稣骑着驴驹，慢慢的、有目的的来了。
He is the Messiah and he is the Prince of Peace.
他完美的做了一个弥赛亚的地位和他的人，以及和平的王子，谦逊的温柔。
He's humble and gentle.
他谦逊和温柔的过来了。
Have you received this king into your life? Do you have peace with God?
你是否接受这位谦和的国王进入你的生活呢？
Have your sins been forgiven?
你的罪得赦免了吗？
Have you been baptized?
你受洗了吗？
Are you living for Jesus?
你跟耶稣一起的生活吗？
I was saved when I was 15 years old.
当我15岁的时候，我得救了。
I received Jesus as my king.
我接受耶稣作为的国王。
He forgave my sins.
他拯救了我，改变了我一切。
And he changed everything in my life, and I started to follow him.
他拯救了我，他改变了我生命的一切，我也把我的生命给我的。
On Palm Sunday, I say to you, come to him.
我到每天到星期天，我到耶稣这里来。
He will give you his love, his peace, his joy, his gentleness, and his self-control.
他会给我爱、快乐、和平、温柔和自我的控制。
Something else I want you to remember on Palm Sunday, Jesus' tears.
我们可以看到这个棕榈的星期天，耶稣的眼泪。
In Luke 19:41-44, we read these words.
路加福音19:41-44，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说：“巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的。”叫你的眼看不出来，因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面围困住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
The King Jesus is weeping.
我们的国王耶稣哭了。
He sees ahead that the city will be destroyed.
他看到了这个城市会被消灭灭绝。
Jesus is a loving, compassionate king.
他是一个爱人的主。
Friends, 40 years after these words by Jesus, the Romans destroyed Jerusalem.
40年后，这个罗马的军团把这个事实这个变成了一个事实，把这个城市毁灭了。
See, the Jews' resistance was so fierce that Titus ordered the besieging legions to encircle the walls of Jerusalem with a barricade and starve the people out.
犹太人的抵抗是如此的激烈，以至于提督斯将军最后命令他围困的军团又入帐包围了耶路撒冷城墙，并把他们饿死。
The resulting famine made Jerusalem a graveyard, and finally, when the Jews lacked the strength to bury their dead, they cast them over the walls into the surrounding ravines.
所以，当犹太人没有力气埋葬他们的尸体的时候，他们把尸体扔出了城墙，扔进了周围的山谷。
The city of Jerusalem was completely destroyed and demolished. Jesus had seen this into the future, and he wept.
耶稣基督看到了这一切，因为这个城市被完全的毁灭了和移成了平地。
So Jesus had a compassionate heart.
耶稣看到了一切，他心里很悲哀。
Let me ask you this: What awaits your future?
我们的以后的将来是怎么样的
？As your life stands right now, what does Jesus Christ see in your future?
你的将来是怎么样？耶稣看你将来是怎么样
？Judgment.
审判吗
？Desolation.
荒凉吗
？Or the blessing of eternity with Christ.
和基督永生的祝福吗
？Let me say the tears of Christ measure the infinite value of your soul.
耶稣的眼泪来衡量你灵魂的价值，无限的价值。
Christ wept and lamented over Jerusalem.As he always weeps over the souls of the unrepentant.
耶稣为耶路撒冷来哭泣，也为他们无悔的灵魂来哭泣。
I spoke at a funeral a few years ago, and afterwards a man came to me and said, "Can you say a prayer for me that I will live a long life?"
几年前我在一个葬礼上有讲话，有一个先生对我说，你能帮我祷告，我能让我能活得更长久吗
？He was fearful of death and was not ready to meet Jesus.
他害怕死亡，但是他没有知道耶稣的事情。
I told him again about Jesus and forgiveness, and about hope that he could have.
我再次告诉他关于耶稣的事情，耶稣可以原谅我，并给我他希望。
There are many people like this.
有很多人像这样子。
Who are you weeping over today?
我们为谁来哭泣
？There's a time for weeping.
这是一个哭泣的时代。 时候。
For people who are not yet believers, maybe a mother or a father.
不是吗？父亲、母亲。
A son or a daughter.
儿子，我们的女儿。
A spouse.
我们的配偶。
Maybe a friend.
可能是朋友。
They are facing a Christless eternity.
我们面对一个没有永基督的永恒吗？
This Easter, I ask that will you weep and pray?
今天的复活节，我们为谁哭泣和祷告呢？
Will you weep and love people?
我们的哭泣和爱其他的人吗？
Will you weep and share the gospel?
你会哭泣和分享福音的话吗？
Jesus went public on Palm Sunday. It was time to bring salvation to the world.
耶稣在棕榈之主日向世界和世人宣告，是时候带来救恩给这个世界了。
May God help us to go public with our faith at work, in our homes, in our neighborhoods.
愿上帝帮助我们公开我们的信仰，在我们的工作中，在我们的家庭中，在我们的社区中，和在我们的邻居中。
And to God be the glory.
愿荣耀归给我们的神。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
We thank you, God, for Palm Sunday.
我们为这个主日来祷告，这个棕榈树的主日来祷告。
We thank you, Jesus, that you are a King who died for us.
你是我们的国王，为我们而死。
We thank you that you rose from the dead on the third day.
我们谢谢你，你在第三天复活。
Help us to weep as Jesus wept for the lost and the broken.
我们为我们的失丧的，我们为他们来哭泣。
And help us to tell other people about the good news of Jesus Christ.
让我们来真的是告诉我们其他的人这个福音。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
基督耶稣的名来祷告。阿门。